We'll move to our next agenda item, which will be Judicial Council members' liaison reports. I turn this over to Justice Miller.
Thank you, Chief. We have three liaison reports today. The first is from Justice Hall, Superior Court of Glynn County.
Justice Miller, Chief, thank you very much. I had the pleasure of visiting the Glynn County Superior Court in Willows, California on March the 3rd of this year. I met with Hugh Swift, who is the court's interim court executive officer. Mr. Swift previously had been the court executive officer in Calaveras County and was at one time, I believe, a member of the Judicial Council. I also met and had lunch with Judge Donald Byrd, who is the presiding judge and also, I believe, served on the Judicial Council at some point, and Judge Peter Tweed, the assistant presiding judge. By way of background, Willows is approximately an hour north of Sacramento on Interstate 5. Glynn County was founded in 1891. It has a population of approximately 28,000. The county seat is Willows, and the county has two incorporated cities, Willows and Orland. Regarding Glynn County's judicial officers, the Superior Court has 2.3 authorized judicial positions. As noted, the presiding judge is Donald C. Byrd, who was appointed to the court in 1998. The assistant presiding judge is Peter B. Tweed, who was appointed to in November 2008, following his election in June of 2008. The court has one AB 1058 commissioner, Jerry Hamlin, who also serves as a commissioner for the courts in Colusa, Tehama, and Plumas counties. The court has no judicial vacancies. Regarding Glynn County facilities, court facilities, the court has three locations at this time. The historic main courthouse in Willows, built in 1894. This is a two-story courthouse housing two courtrooms. The Orland Courthouse in the city of Orland, which has one courtroom and is a shared use facility. And the Willows Resource Center, where the court's self-help services are located. The center is located in a rented storefront location in Willows, about five blocks from the main courthouse. Happily, the court is now moving forward with the Willows Courthouse renovation and expansion project. The project will include renovation of the historic courthouse. This renovated facility will have one courtroom, will house the self-help center, administration offices, and will have improved security features. The present courthouse, I note, like so many of this age and size, has security difficulties handling jurors, witnesses, visitors, and in-custody prisoners, all in tight spaces. The 26,900 square foot expansion project will have two courtrooms and the clerk's office and space for other court operations. During the renovation, a modular building will be placed in a parking lot across from the historic courthouse. There will be one courtroom and the clerk's office in the modular building, which will be relocated from Woodland when the new Yolo County Courthouse is completed later this summer. Remaining staff will be reassigned to the Resource Center and the Orland Courthouse. Based on the most recent schedule, the site work for the project is scheduled to begin in September. Actual building construction work is scheduled for December, and the estimated completion date for the project is April 2017. The court will relocate all staff and services to temporary facilities by November the 15th of this year. All court operations will be consolidated in the new facility, both the Orland Courthouse and the downtown Willows Resource Center. Upon completion of the project, will be vacated. Regarding court statistics, several court statistics trends are significant as they relate to the RAS and WAFM, both of which, as we know, are workload funding models based on filings. In fiscal year 10-11, the court began to see a significant decrease in misdemeanor filings. For example, in fiscal year 09-10, the district attorney filed 1,078 traffic-related misdemeanor cases. In fiscal year 12-13, the district attorney filed 153 traffic-related misdemeanors. Also, in fiscal year 11-12, there began a fairly significant decline in felony filings. The court does not believe the decline in filings during this period is a result of a reduction in crime in Glynn County. Rather, it appears that the policies and practices of the district attorney caused the reduction in filings. For example, the level of infraction filings remained relatively constant during a period of time when traffic-related misdemeanors declined by 86%. In any event, the reduced filings impacts the funding the court receives under WAFM, as RAS uses a rolling three-year average to determine staffing needs. However, when I visited the court in March, the court expected filings to increase following the election of a new district attorney in 2014. I checked with Mr. Swift last week, and he advised me that indeed criminal filings are trending upward, particularly in misdemeanor filings. As an aside, this is an example, of course, of the familiar phenomenon of court budget and staffing needs being driven in part by the philosophies of different district attorneys over whom the branch naturally has no control, and public defenders, too, in their own manner. In any event, it should also be noted that during the same time period, there was a corresponding increase in criminal jury trials. In fiscal year 09-10, there were 6 jury trials. In fiscal year 12-13, there were 22 felony jury trials. This is an increase in jury trials of 266% during a period of time in which criminal filings had been trending downward. Unfortunately, the number of jury trials is not a factor considered under the RAS or WAFM models. Regarding the court's budget, in fiscal year 12-13, the court had a budgeted deficit of approximately $160,000. In fiscal year 13-14, that deficit was $600,000. And for this fiscal year, the budget estimates are $2.8 million in revenue with expenditures of $3.2 million, thus a deficit this year of about $400,000. The court's projected reserve fund balance as of June 30th of this year, next week essentially, will be $3,119. For this year also, the court's adjusted WAFM trial court trust fund amount is $1.84 million, noting the court qualifies for the WAFM 4 funding of approximately $1.87 million. The court's WAFM need is approximately $2,351,000. On the subject of WAFM, as we also know, the WAFM uses a Bureau of Labor Statistics factor to adjust salaries on a county-by-county basis. Glenn County has a BLS factor of 0.68, which is second lowest in the state. WAFM calculates per FTE funding using an allotment factor of $56,396. This amount is then adjusted based on each court's BLS factor, and in Glenn, this results in a per FTE allotment of $38,354, which is almost $20,000 less than the statewide average. It's also $5,000 less than the statewide median allotment of $43,737 after the BLS is applied. Mr. Swift notes that despite the increases in funding in the 2015-2016 judicial budget, which we've been discussing this morning, his court expects to receive about the same amount of money in the upcoming fiscal year as it did in 2014-15. Thus, there will be no appreciable improvement in the court's fiscal situation. As for the impacts of this budget climate, the court has taken a number of steps to deal with reduced funding. The court has not filled positions as they became vacant. To keep up with workload, the court closes its counters at 3 p.m. Due to a lack of funding, self-help services are limited to 3.5 days a week. The operations and fiscal managers perform many IT, HR, and facilities-related functions, leaving them less time to supervise staff and oversee their own department. The problems caused by a lack of adequate administrative staff are magnified due to the impending relocation to temporary facilities and implementation of a new staff case management system, which I'll mention in a moment. The court relies on judicial counsel staff in the areas of legal services, labor negotiations, and human resources. As I mentioned earlier, Mr. Swift, who was hired on February 1st of this year as the interim CEO, the court has two managers, Ms. Julie Leach, the fiscal services manager, and Ms. Tammy Gilmore, the operations manager. The court has 24 employees. However, Mr. Swift noted this includes collection staff, which is 3 full-time employees, and the CEO and these positions are not included in calculating WAFM staffing need. The WAFM staffing need is set to 25 full-time employees, and the WAFM actual staffing is 20 full-time employees, which is 20%. Below WAFM staffing need. The court relies on contract court reporters and interpreters due to the court's rural location and relatively low filings. It would be difficult to provide these services in a cost-effective manner using court employees. The court also contracts with a family law facilitator, a probate investigator, and a child custody mediator. Again, the use of contractors provides the court with the ability to provide these necessary services in an efficient and cost-effective manner. Further, the court contracts with the Butte County Superior Court for its IT services. The court receives legal research services through the Trial Court Research Attorney Program. Under this program, staff research attorneys from the Sacramento Superior Court provide research assistance to judges from 15 small courts. This program is supported by the Judicial Council Assigned Judges Program and provides invaluable service to the court. Regarding morale, everyone is feeling the extra burdens, but overall morale is reported to be reasonably good. Finally, the court currently uses the cyber case management system. In late 2013, the court joined with six other smaller courts in the region to purchase the Tyler Odyssey system. The collaboration is referred to as the NorCal project. The court is scheduled to, quote, go live with the new system on October 26th, along with three other courts, those courts being Sutter, Yuba, and Lassen counties. The Glenn County rollout will follow the go live of the courts in Alpine, Calaveras, and Tehama, scheduled for last May. I'm told that at least as to one of those, that went forward. In short, in summation, I enjoyed my visit to Glenn County and appreciated the opportunity to talk to Judges Byrd and Tweed and Mr. Swift. My strong impression is that this is a well-run court effectively addressing the court's fiscal struggles and one that has looked for and found innovative ways of dealing with substantially reduced funding. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you.